At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. However, Mr. McTague, former Washington editor Barron's, now a novelist in Lancaster County, has a day in the nation's capital to report. This segment is entitled Lithuania to Lancaster. Jim, a very good evening to you. There you were in the nation's capital. You were gathered together for a board meeting, and then you were strolling the streets you know very well. First, how's business in downtown Washington? Because last time I was there, 4 years ago, it was quiet.
Hi, John. The last time I was there, about 3 months ago, it was quiet, but I see a lot of foot traffic in downtown Washington now. I did not see any National Guard or police, by the way, but you can see people are going to the office. There were a lot of tourists, Japanese tourists. I took a picture of a family from Jordan. It seemed like the foreigners outnumbered the American tourists. The city didn't have any homeless encampments. They're all gone. I saw one homeless fellow sitting on a bench, but he wasn't camping. I saw one panhandler in the entire downtown. And again, I hardly saw any police at all. I saw three park policemen in Lafayette Park across from the White House. And by the way, half of Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House is blocked off because of the construction of the ballroom. So it looks like it's going to be a pretty big structure.
Now the Lithuania meeting. There you were, an intrepid reporter, and all of a sudden another intrepid reporter comes up. What did you learn?
Yeah, this is funny. A young TV reporter from Lithuania whose crew didn't show up. So he was a one-man crew. And he was looking for somebody to comment on President Trump's administration forcing Jimmy Kimmel off the airwaves. I had mentioned that my grandmother on my father's side was Lithuanian. I've had my DNA studied. It's mostly Irish with some genuine Lithuanian. And that was enough for him to qualify me for an interview on Lithuanian television. And he wanted my opinion about Jimmy Kimmel's dismissal. Let me add that I've never watched the Jimmy Kimmel show, but nevertheless, I told him that I thought the Democrats had been very talented in silencing people with their cancel culture, but that Donald Trump has even outdone the Democrats by using the bureaucracy to attack his critics. That was the gist of my story. He said he's going to send me a link when and if it appears on Lithuanian television. I haven't gotten the link yet, so you know, maybe that report was canceled.
Does Vilnius watch the Jimmy Kimmel show? Did you understand that he was asking about a show that I guess is understood as global? I don't know. Was he familiar?
He was, but, you know, they were going to translate me into Lithuanian. So, you know, English is not the second language in Lithuania. I just think that Lithuania, given its NATO membership, given its proximity to Russia and an aggressive Putin, is interested in all things Trump. So every Trump story has impact on that country.
Make Lithuania great again. All right, let's head to Lancaster because the economy depends upon the success of counties like Lancaster County. When last we were there, the corn was what? The end of the season, you were getting corn very, very cheaply, as I recall. I don't even want to cite the price. It'll upset people. But the kids are back at school. Are the tourist buses still coming?
On the weekends, we have continually having festivals here, and that attracts people. But, you know, it's mostly locals now. I'd say maybe we have half to 25% of the tourists that are here during the summer. The retailers seem desperate. There's a big department store in Pennsylvania, Boscoff's. They have a big store in Lancaster. And tomorrow they're having a circus-like event. They're giving away free food samples, and you can take a chance on a drawing for a product, and they're slashing prices on clothes and small appliances. So that reeks of desperation. But when I'm driving through the county today, I have to say that every shopping center lot was pretty full. I still see no signs of a recession. As your listeners know, I've been looking for signs of a recession for over a year, because I predicted that by August we would be in a recession. So I'm shocked. Everything looks good at this point.
Well, you do have ahead of you the Italian festival and the goat race. Do I remember correctly?
Yeah, that was last weekend, the Italian festival and the goat race. And I didn't make it to the goat race, but as to the Italian festival, I mentioned that I could count the number of Italians in Lancaster County on my right hand. And I thought that they might have to import Italians to go to Lititz, which is in the heart of Pennsylvania Dutch country. And lo and behold, most of the Italians there were imported from faraway places, Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey.
And so it was a success. Everybody showed up and had a good time and ate a lot of food.
Yes, the outdoor events are doing very well here. The Germans have an event this week. They have a beer festival at the local German club, and that packs people in. I'd say they get over 1,000 people.
All right, now we're going to a restaurant that I took a glance at the menu and immediately realized that I was having a heart attack. What is the name of that restaurant, Jim?
Yeah, Dockside Willie's. It's the kind of restaurant that if you went to Key West, Florida, or the New Jersey Shore, it would be overlooking the ocean. But this Dockside Willie's is overlooking the Susquehanna River in Lemoyne, Pennsylvania, which is on the opposite bank of Harrisburg. And in between the two is City Island, which has a baseball stadium where the Harrisburg Senators play. And it's a beer and pub food joint. I had the most delicious meal I've had in decades. It was the bottom layer was sweet potato waffle fries, and on top of that was a big hunk of pulled barbecued pork, and on top of that was a big pile of coleslaw. I'll tell you, I think French cuisine is threatened, because this was really a tongue tickler. The waitresses told me they've been pretty busy, especially on weekends. They have parking for several hundred cars. On the weekend when the Senators play, they have fireworks after the game. And so people pile into Dockside Willie's to eat that healthy food, drink giant steins of beer, and watch the fireworks. So again, you know, people are spending money on fun things. They're not going to the retail store, but they haven't stopped spending.
What about Dockside Willie's? Do they have a need for workers? Are they hiring?
Yeah, that's why a diner beside me started chatting with a waiter and said, can I get a job here? And, you know, she told them they should apply right away. They do have openings and they have a huge staff. They must have had at least 10 waiters and waitresses on duty when I was there.
Jim, you accept the fact that your report from D.C. and from Lancaster County is entirely inconsistent with a recession. You understand that?
I know. I was wrong. Recession in August. Mea culpa.
I understand, but you're not the only one calling recession ahead. Jim McTague in Lancaster County, from Lithuania to Lancaster. I'm John Batchelor.